We are bringing you our first interview of the day with Anne Skelton, who is a professor that teaches law at the University of Pretoria. And she's specialised in the law relating to children for her entire career. She's also a lawyer who's argued many cases in the Constitutional Court about children's rights. Her knowledge about child law has been recognised internationally, and in 2012 she was awarded the World's Children's Prize. It's incredible to be able to talk to you this morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Alex.
And just in case I left anything else in the bio, is there anything that you'd like to add?
I've also worked a lot on law reform in South Africa, which has, you know, helped to bring the laws in line with the international rules that say how countries should be dealing with children. And in addition to that, I've also argued a lot of court cases in the South African courts.
So we're talking also about National Children's Day. In your opinion, why do you think it's so important?
Look, I think every day should be a day in which we care about children and work hard to protect and advance children's rights. But it does help to have a day that one focuses on children's rights so that we can think about what are we not doing well enough and what could we do better.
And why did you choose to work in law? Because obviously all of this relates to children, all the work that you do. So why did you choose to work in law related to children?
Well, my very first job, I was a public prosecutor in the criminal courts. This is the person that has to charge someone with a crime and lead the case against them. And in my case, I was put in the court where children were the offenders. And I was very shocked by the way that the system dealt with children, because this is many years ago and the system was very harsh in those days. And I sort of felt, well, you know, this is not right. Children are different. We need to do things differently for them. And that set me on a path of wanting to change the laws and the practices for children in South Africa and then eventually beyond South Africa too.
And why do you think it's so important to uphold children's rights?
Well, children are human, firstly, and we believe in human rights, so therefore, obviously, children must be included in that. But I also think children's rights require special attention because children are not always in a position where they can take up their own rights problems, their own breaches of rights or infringements of rights. Mostly, they will need an adult to assist them to do that. So it's important to educate children about their rights, but there also need to be some adults that would dedicate their careers to working on children's rights to help children to achieve what should be done.
And now, can you tell us a bit more about the World's Children Prize that you won in 2012?
Yes, it's very unique because the voting in that Children's Prize is done by children, only by children, all over the world. And it is run by the Queen of Sweden is the person who offers this prize, and a foundation in Sweden coordinates it. But children from all over the world, South America, Africa, Asia, all participate in it. And in the people who are put forward for the prize are adults or children who work for children's rights. So in another year, for example, Malala won the prize because of the work that she did for girls' rights to education when she was actually a child herself. And so through this process, children around the world learn about people who stand up for children's rights, whether they are children or whether they are adults, and then they vote across. Each year there are three people who, through a nominations process, which is also run by children, and then the final three are chosen and win the prize and the honorary prizes.
Sounds like an incredible process. And if we look now at the children who feel that their rights are not being respected, what advice would you give them?
Well, I can understand that sometimes it's very difficult to just take this up on your own. But it is a good place to start. So in other words, if you're at school and somebody at school is abusing your rights, then it's important to speak to an adult at the school to say what is happening to you and to deal with that. And if something is happening in your home that is infringing your rights, then you might be able to tell someone else in the family to help you deal with that. But if you can't tell someone in the family, then it might be a good idea to tell someone that you trust, like someone at school, a teacher at school, or someone at the church, something like that, so that you then tell another adult who will be able to help you deal with that rights infringement. In some cases, if it's a very serious thing, you might need a lawyer, but that adult will hopefully link you to the lawyer that will help you to solve that problem.
Well, Anne, thank you so much for that, and thank you so much for joining me today. Just before I let you go, do you have any messages for the children in South Africa for National Children's Day?
Well, this year has been such a strange year. You know, people talk about it as being extraordinary, meaning it's not ordinary what we've been through this year. And I think that children have been very affected because of the fact they've had to spend so much time indoors. They've missed out on school, and particularly those who are in matric or in the final year of primary school really feel that it's been tough on them. And it has been tough on them. But I just want to say that, you know, people can endure, and children are resilient. So it's important to just be strong and be brave, and don't let the rest of your life be defined by this year. Rather think about the fact that you've got a whole life ahead of you, and you can still make just as great a life as you were going to have despite the difficulties that you faced this year.
Awesome, Anne. Thank you so much for joining me on the show today. It's been great chatting to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.